We'll be having a Vatsalya Bhav meditation today, which means loving Shri Krishna as your own child. Having this real feeling in our heart of this relationship with Shri Krishna, this is essential to devotion. We all say it, bhakti means love. Devotion to God means loving God. But what does that practically mean? If you love someone, it means you have a relationship with them. You love them with a specific feeling of relational attachment. So see Shri Krishna before you and think of him as your own son, your very own son. If you have trouble visualizing that and you happen to have kids in this life, think of your own child, see them, visualize them, and also feel your feelings of attachment for them. What it feels like to feel that this is my child. That mamata. It's that mamata we want to have for God. So feel that mamata, that loving feeling of mindness that you have for your own kids. And just transfer that feeling to Shri Krishna. The very same feeling. If you don't have kids, then just using the feeling that Shri Krishna is yours, he belongs to you, he depends on you, you can also develop the feeling that you are his mother or his father. It makes no difference what your gender is in this life. Anyone can imagine themselves as the mother, even if they're born as a man. And ladies can also imagine themselves as the father if they prefer. This is called Vatsalya Bhav. So let's all see our loving Gopal sleeping in his crib. And it's early in the morning. He's your Gopal. He hasn't awakened yet. And you decide it's time to get him up and have him start his day. So you enter the room where he's sleeping so soundly in his cradle. And at first you just admire his adorable beauty. See his cute, pudgy little body, bluish complexioned, glowing his divine glow, wearing his simple clothes that he would wear to sleep. You see his curly locks. So to wake him up, you bend down and you just kiss his cheek. Like a mother would. You can smell the fragrance of your baby, Shri Krishna. And he stirs a little bit when you kiss his cheek. So you kiss his other cheek. You start to pick him up, at least sit him up. And he's very groggy. And he looks, his eyes look so sweet in this half-asleep state. He's trying to open his eyes, but he's still feeling like going back to sleep. So you just hold him sitting up, because if you let him go, he'll just fall back, lying down and go back to sleep. So you hold him sitting down a little bit. Then you lift him up in your arms, give him a hug. Now he's waking up a little bit. So you decide it's time to take him for his bath. you've already heated up the water. So you take him and take off his sleeping clothes, baby Krishna, and you just add a couple drops of fragrance, divine perfume, to that nice warm bath water that you've prepared. And now you proceed to give your very own child, Kanha, a bath. He splashes around, laughs, plays, splashes you. After you've bathed him, you gently dry him off and apply a little bit of scented oil to his beautiful baby locks of black hair. And you start dressing him up. So you put on his dhoti. You choose a shawl to go around his shoulders. You choose some ornaments like witch crown, witch peacock feather, and you lovingly attach those to him. You hand him his flute. You tie kachani around his waist. You put his anklets on, some simple little bangles. You apply some saffron and chandan paste to his forehead and give him his little tilak. And now he's all ready to go for his day. So take him into the kitchen and give him something to eat now. So with your own hand, you can feed him whatever you've prepared. Maybe some upma. Give him some milk to drink. Maybe some poha. Whatever you like to feed him. Now he's good and awake. He's ready to get the day started. And he starts padding around the little house, crawling or walking around. And at some point, you're busy doing something. Maybe you're getting a snack ready for him, or you're getting lunch ready, or maybe you're churning some curd to make butter. And he decides he wants to get back into your lap. He wants your attention. Imagine that. Supreme God, under the spell of his devotee's love, is begging for their attention. So he has come to you and he's begging, "Mom, leave what you're doing and lift me up into your lap. I want to sit in your godi. I want you to hold me." And if you resist because you're busy, he becomes more stubborn and insistent. He pulls on your clothing. He demands to be lifted up. He stomps his little feet and makes little fists and scrunches his face up, showing his anger that you are not lifting him up. So you stop what you're doing, and you lift little Krishna up into your hands, into your arms, and he's so happy. He's looking into your face, touches your face, kisses you, This is your Shri Krishna. So this is just one example of how we can do Rup Dhyan with the feelings of Vatsalya Bhav. I will let you continue on your own as we do some chanting.